Hi guys, welcome to video number 20 for the tutorial series on the Canon 500D. In this video we're going to be covering white balance. So what white balance is, what it does and how it affects your images and or video as well. The video camera that I'm currently shooting on at the moment, my trusty Sony H50, is set for tungsten white balance or incandescent, because that's the lighting conditions that are in this room at the moment. If that was changed, then the image would look a slightly different colour. It would look warmer or colder. So I will show you how you deal with that on the 500D, how you change white balance and why during this video. One thing to note on white balance and what it is, it's the colour temperature of light. So every different light source has a different colour temperature. It's normally measured in Kelvin. But on the 500D we're given a selection of options that we can choose, which have icons. Is AWB, auto white balance, there's tungsten, which is a little bulb symbol, and there is fluorescent lighting, which you would see in offices, those tube lights as well, and a couple of other options also, as well as a custom white balance function. So we'll have a look at that as well. One thing to note as well with regarding white balance is whether you shoot in RAW or JPEG, RAW being the RAW negative format, if you like, for the camera, which gives you the better quality images, more data and more information to deal with in post-production. In RAW we can change white balance after the fact, so if we get it wrong during a shoot then we can change that later. With JPEG we don't actually have that luxury. Whilst you can change the colour and a small change to white balance, there isn't the data there within the JPEG file to make correct changes, which is why we always say shoot RAW. JPEG's fine, but the downside on JPEG is you need to make sure you get the exposure correct, really, and the white balance settings correct as well, otherwise you're going to have problems dealing with that in post-production later. So let's have a look at white balance and how we deal with it on the Canon 500D. Okay, how I'm going to show you how to deal with white balance on the 500D. I've got set up here the Canon 500D on a tripod and with a battery grip. Excuse the jumps in exposure on this camera, the meter's rubbish on this thing. So I'll show you on the back of the camera how to change the options. I have my subject, which once it changes exposure is a little bird ornament. There you go. And these two lights and a white background. Okay, these lights are desk lamps, and ow, rather hot. They are normal incandescent bulbs, so the typical kind of household lights that you would see with desk lamps, overhead lights. So it's considered quite a warm colour temperature of light, around 3200, I believe, in Kelvin. And it's the option where it's the kind of lighting that you would choose, that bulb option as well, but we'll explain that as we go on. So this is a setup that we're going to be using. Sorry, there's no model and we're not outside, but I don't have that option at the moment. So here we go. Looking at the back of the 500D, this is a view that you should be quite familiar with by now if you've been following along with my videos. Ignore the exposure settings I've got. I am shooting manual 1/50th at f6.3 ISO 400. That's because I've taken some still images of the subject, which is, you can't see because it's in front of the camera at the moment, the little bird ornament, to show the effect of the different white balance as well during the video, so I'll put those up at some point. And now to change the white balance, what you will notice here on the camera, it says AWB, auto white balance. Okay. Now ignore the white balance that you're seeing on this video camera, where are we, this one here, because this is white balance correctly for tungsten light. Okay, you will see when I show you the stills, and what I will do in a moment is I will run through these different white balance settings on the 500D whilst I shoot some video on this, so you can see the change as I cycle through those options as well. If I tried to show you on the back of the screen, it wouldn't look quite the same. Okay, now auto white balance. One thing to note about auto white balance is in tungsten lights, or indoors, in your house, in the majority of buildings, unless they've got the fluorescent overhead office lights that you see, is absolutely rubbish. And what you may find is your pictures come out kind of orange or warm looking, and that's because auto white balance on Canon DSLRs is absolutely shocking at guessing or dealing with tungsten light. I don't know whether that's just because of the software that's wrong, or a difference in bulbs maybe in the countries where they're manufactured. Who knows, you know, a difference in colour temperature of the bulbs. So, white balance. So if we press the WB button here at the top, we can actually change the white balance. We're on auto at the moment. I will say, in its defence, auto does quite well in cloudy and daylight settings. But if you're shooting RAW, or certainly if you're shooting JPEG, I would recommend choosing either one of these options that you see along here and dialing in the correct, or as near as you can do, correct white balance, so you have some consistency. Auto white balance will jump around and change on every single image that you take, because the scene that you take a picture of will be different. Different colours, different tones, and that's why auto white balance is something that I very, very rarely use. Unless I can't figure out the white balance and I let the camera go, I'll let it do it. Okay, now, daylight. You'll notice here the value has come up as 5200K. That's 5200 Kelvin. That's the colour temperature of daylight. Noted by the little sun there, so if you were shooting outside, you can set it to that. If you go to shade, which could be outside during the day, underneath some trees, in the shade of a building or otherwise, then that goes to 7000 Kelvin. Okay, it's a little bit cooler. And then cloudy. Okay, so if you've got an overcast day, you can then set it to cloudy, and that will pretty much get you there in terms of the correct white balance. White balance will actually affect the colour rendition of your images, so how colours are rendered. And now if we go to tungsten, okay, this is the conditions that we're in currently with the lighting that we're using to The lighting that we're using to light the bird here at the moment on this backdrop is tungsten, or incandescent it may well be known as well. It's similar to candlelight, although candlelight is considered a little bit warmer. I don't mean warmer in terms of when you touch the flame it burns you, but a warmer colour temperature. And white fluorescent, again, office buildings and so forth. So within these settings here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 settings, we can pretty much get to where we want to get to. Flash here is when you are using flash photography, where you've got a flash mounted on top of the Canon 500D, whether you're shooting with the inbuilt flash as well, or if you're in a studio. That's the setting I always use when I go into a studio, so I have consistent results on white balance. Auto white balance will automatically colour temperature for flash if you are using flash, and it registers that flash is being used. But personally, I would rather always stick with the flash white balance setting, so I know I'm going to get consistent results. Next we see custom white balance. Now what custom white balance does is it references the white balance from an image that you take. Now generally you would take an image of a grey card or a white piece of paper. It's cheaper. Okay, you can get grey reference cards and white balance targets from many different manufacturers, some of them really cheap. What you will find is, if you actually tested them in a lab, that the white balance or colour temperatures that you get from those cards will be different on each occasion, or from different card to card, even across the range of the same manufacturer, unless you spend a fair amount of money on them. So that's why at the moment I don't bother with them. I'm trying to find a decent white balance target system to go for. Now, how to set a custom white balance? Okay, here we can press the menu button here. On the second tab along, boom, and then three down, we have custom white balance. Okay, and when we hit that, we can actually reference the white balance from an image. So if I can actually just take an image here, I'll just bring that up. I can bring live view up. I'm going to take an image of this white card here. Okay, so as we are from here, click. Okay, there we go. So I'm going to reference white balance from this card under the lighting conditions that we are dealing with at the moment. I'll just turn live view off, go to menu, and I'm going to select custom white balance and then hit set here. Okay. So from that image that we've just taken, we can now reference white balance information from it. So you could take a white piece of paper, plain piece of paper, in your camera bag with you. Under the same lighting conditions that you want to take a picture of, you could possibly hand that white piece of paper to your subject, a model, have them hold it whilst you take a picture, and you can reference it later in post-production if you're dealing with RAW. Or you could just literally fill the frame with the white piece of paper, as you saw, oops, hang on a moment, here, okay, and take a picture. You will need to put the camera on manual focus because it won't focus on a solid white or a solid colour. Okay, take your picture and then go into the menu, custom white balance, and then hit set. Okay, and here we have use white balance data from this image for custom white balance. Okay, and then it tells you to set the white balance to custom there if you haven't done already. So we can actually go up to, turn my view off, we can go up to white balance and then set custom white balance, and there we have it. Okay, that's how to set custom white balance. You can make minute adjustments to the white balance on the 500D as well, shifting towards a particular colour in the range or a colour temperature. That I will cover in a later video. This will basically get you started. So what we'll have a look at now is shooting video through the 500D of Mr. Birdie here. Okay, and we will cycle through the white balance settings to let you visually see the changes in the colour rendition of what you see in the video, and I'll also throw the stills up as well later on. Okay, here we are now. I'm recording on the Canon 500D. Recording the Birdie under the same lighting conditions that you saw earlier, which is tungsten incandescent light, 3200 Kelvin. Okay, and we'll have a quick look and see what changes visually changing the white balance has, or what effects changing the white balance has. What I'm going to have to do is stop each clip that I do, okay, as we go along. Currently on this one we are on auto white balance. As you can see, it looks a little bit orange. The colours aren't quite represented quite well. In particular, the paper is looking quite orange in colour. Okay, that's because the white balance is incorrect basically. Auto white balance, like I said before, is rubbish for tungsten light. So we'll now change it along to the next setting. Okay, now here we are on daylight setting. Again, looks quite similar to auto white balance. Okay, possibly a little bit of an improvement, but again, looks a little bit too orange. So in the next one now, what we will do is we will change to the next setting, which is going to be shade. Ooh, and here we are on shade, and this is clearly far orange, far more orange than the others. If you look, the colour tone has changed now on the bird, and this has gone far more yellow or orange, if you like. And this is clearly the wrong white balance setting for this current setup. So we'll change along to the next one now. Okay, now we're on cloudy white balance. A slight improvement, but we're still not there. It's still looking a little bit orange. Okay, the colours of the bird, bear in mind, this section here is a kind of a brown and green. Okay, white feathers are a cream around here, so the colours aren't correctly represented at all. So we'll go along to the next one. Boom, there we go. Dramatic difference now. Now we're on tungsten, so the correct preset white balance function of the camera, or tungsten or incandescent it may well say if you're using another camera system, and the colours now look more true to life. Okay, we've got the green of the plumage here, brown, white feathers around here, and also this paper background now is gone to the white colour that it should be. So changing to tungsten has made a dramatic change in the white balance, or how the final output of the video looks as well. It will be the same for stills, which we will see shortly. So we'll go along to the next one. Okay, this is now fluorescent lighting, which you would find in offices and office buildings, those tube lights. So now it's gone a little warmer again in colour temperature, and almost a little bit pink maybe. Well, again, it's closer than what auto white balance was and some of the other settings, but nowhere near as good as what the tungsten setting was that you've just seen. Okay, he's getting a tan. Now we've just set this on flash because flash is daylight balanced. Okay, light is considerably cooler than tungsten light, which the conditions are that we are shooting at the moment, and hence it's gone really, really warm in colour. So we've lost complete colour now in the paper and on the actual bird as well. It's clearly the wrong white balance, and that's why flash is supposed to be used for flash photography, so lightning bolt only when you're using flash. So we'll have a look at the next setting now, which is going to be custom. And there we have it, custom white balance taken from
white balancing from choosing an image of the white paper. As before, you will need to have the camera on manual focus to do so. Going into the menu system, second tab along, custom white balance, and then referencing from the picture of the white paper that you have as your white balance setting. And then when you pick the custom white balance setting, okay, you then have a very, very good colour rendition of the subject there, even more so than what we had with tungsten. So custom white balance is a good way to go, although you cannot always set custom white balance in the shooting conditions that you are in, which is why we have these presets there for you. Tungsten, shade, daylight, cloudy, and so forth. So it's important to pick the correct white balance setting for your shooting conditions, or get as close as you can for correct colour rendering within your image, or as you, in this case, as you may see, for the video that's being recorded. So we'll have a quick look at the stills that I took earlier on, and we'll just talk through that again. Okay, let's have a look at a couple of the stills that were taken, showing the different white balance settings. And first up, we can see auto white balance. Okay, looking very orange, completely the wrong colour. Next up, now we're on daylight, which is a little worse. It looked like it's got a tan. And now shade. And then we go to cloudy. And next we have tungsten, which is the correct preset for the lighting that we were using. The colours were represented a lot clearer there. And now onto fluorescent, which is again going a little bit too warm, a little bit of orange or maybe pink. And then flash, which is just way too orange. And then we go on to the best result of all, which is custom white balance. Takes longer to do, but the results, as you can see, are better. So hopefully that's helped you understand white balance a little further. Sorry it's gone on for so long, but I wanted to cover everything that I thought would need covering. So if you, as usual, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, then stick them below, and I will see you soon in the next video.